Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, because the Lord is opening so many new doors for this ministry and worldwide platform, and the listeners are growing, more and more listeners are tuning in. And so this is so great and marvelous in my eyes, and I just give God the glory and honor for it because I know it's nobody but Him. So as we always say, and for the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the persons and the man of God, the persons of none other than Pastor Eric Morfis. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight very shortly. So you will definitely need your Bible, your pen and paper to follow along with him as we go through God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we're going to go to God together as a corporate body of believers on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son Jesus' name, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. We thank you that you never forget. You are our promise keeper. You, Heavenly Father, are alone our God. You are the Most High God. So we give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking Heavenly Father that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Eric Morfis and his entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even though we're saved in Jesus' name, we do falter, and we do sin, and we fail you. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, that through his shed blood on the cross, his finished work on the cross, that we can be redeemed and forgiven of our sins, and those that are spiritually blind can be saved in his name, even on tonight. So we come also lifting up all those that may be tuning in on tonight who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight through your man of God that will prick their hearts, that they will be able to open their own mouth on tonight, confessing their sins and asking your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them, so that once they are saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. But we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and sufficient grace on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you are moved by your Spirit, because we do know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders. Touch, heal, and deliver, and those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, their minds, spirits, and bodies, as only you can, in the name of Jesus Christ. We also come lifting up all those that have bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Let them know and remember that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, because we know it's about you. It's not about us. We just thank you that you have chosen us even for the foundation of the world to be your vessels, to be your servants, ambassadors, that will spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that men, women, boys, and girls that are spiritually blind would have a chance, an opportunity to come to know Jesus Christ for themselves and be saved in his name. So we give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight. Have your way, that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless each worldwide listener and all those that faithfully tuned in. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. I don't know who they are, but you do know, and you know where they are, and you know what they stand in need of. So we just bless your name on tonight. Have your way. It's our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. We always have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and I know for a fact, and I'm sure some of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, that are saved in Jesus' name, you too also can agree to the scripture food for thought for tonight, which says, God is a promise keeper with a perfect track record. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought, God is a promise keeper with a perfect track record. Aren't you grateful on tonight that the God that you serve, the God that I serve, he has a perfect track record? He's not like man. He don't forget. He don't get amnesia. He don't make promises that he know he cannot keep. So we just give God praise and glory for who he is on tonight. He is so worthy to be praised. So right now we're going to go to our music break on tonight. And I pray that you will enjoy this music break. And after the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Evan Morfis. Once again, he is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight. Enjoy the music break for tonight. I give you praise.
Your life for me. Give you praise. give you praise.
I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I love that song, I Give You Praise. That's a personal song, but it's also a corporate song for every believer in Jesus Christ on tonight. Aren't you grateful tonight that our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, God's only beloved begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, paid our sin debt with his own sinless precious blood on the cross, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. Because we were so full of sin, you and I. But what a mighty God we serve. He, our Heavenly Father, he loved us so much that he would even sacrifice his own son. And Jesus Christ, he loved God the Father so much and mankind so much that he would sacrifice his own life and come down from glory in the form of flesh, man, as a baby born in a manger, paid our sin debt with his own blood, all of our hang-ups and sins, and everything that's not like God was nailed to the cross. Thank God for Jesus. And when he rose from the dead the third day morning with the victory over death, hell, and the grave, just like he rose, we too, who are saved in his name, we're going to rise too one day with the victory. Thank God for Jesus. That's why I give God praise. I don't know about you, but he is so worthy to be praised. Right now, we get ready to bring forth Pastor Evan Morphis, but I do want to give a shout out to my own pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. He is the pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am a member. And also I'd like to give a shout out to my Greater Shield of Faith Church family. And also to Deacon Dogan, one of our deacons at the church, and also Sunday school teachers, and also one of his brothers. We want to continue to lift him up in prayer and that family, the Dogan family. And also I'd like to give a shout out to the Morning Star Baptist Church, Pastor Izell Tillman Jr. and First Lady Jean Tillman, where I serve as the musician there. I want to say a shout out to Pastor Tillman and First Lady Jean Tillman and the Morningstar Baptist Church family. A special shout out to Mother Henry. I had a chance to talk to her on the other day. She called me after arriving back in town. We want to definitely keep her up in prayer. She lost one of her sisters in July of this year, and the same day that she was planning on returning back home to Detroit, the same day she was going to leave there, coming back home, her other sister passed away. So now she's the only surviving sibling out of five. She's the only one left. So we want to continue to lift up Mother Henry and keep her lifted up in prayer, because I do know that she is saved in Jesus' name. And even though we're saved in Jesus' name, when we do lose loved ones, we need to know and we need to feel God's presence. We need to feel his comfort, his strength, and his joy in our time of bereavement and sorrow, because he did promise that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you and I. So right now, we are ready to receive the word from Pastor Eric Morphis. Pastor Morpheus, I'll now yield the mic to you.
God bless you, Brother James, on tonight. Amen. And to everyone that is logged in to the Blog Talk Radio on tonight, at this powerful platform that is going forth, that's empowering and impacting lives upon this media platform. And we thank God for the work that you are doing, Brother James, and reaching, amen, the masses, amen, as God has given you direction and clarity and instruction. And we thank God for you on tonight, amen, for the ministry that you are faithfully committed to. Amen. He's going to increase and expand and even enlarge, amen, this platform to a greater degree, even beyond what you can perceive and what you can embrace then. It's bigger. it's real big. Amen. That's all we can say. It's big because our God is bigger. Amen. Amen. And Brother James, I just want to encourage you on tonight. I feel that there is the spirit of encouragement, amen, to need to be wrapped around you on tonight. Amen. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord said that you be steadfast and always remain confident that God is with you and that he has put his stamp of approval on the ministry that you are putting forth. And I want you to be encouraged and be strengthened in your mind and in your soul and in all your entire being, because there is a greater reward that is coming that you have yet not experienced in these coming days. Amen. And to everyone that is on the line today, God bless you. Amen. To all the pastors and preachers and to everyone that is representing your ministries on tonight, amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for EWC, Eagle Wings Church. Amen. For tuning in tonight. We love you. Thank you for your continual support and attendance. Amen. And be able to hear and receive the word of God on tonight. Amen. I just want to encourage you on tonight. I want to bring you what the Lord is saying on tonight and to bring a message of deliverance, a message of hope, a message of comfort and peace in this hour, in spite of all the craziness, amen, that we have been experiencing, in spite of all the chaos and all of the uprising and the uproaring and the things that are transpiring in the earth, I want you to be encouraged, amen, because in this season that we are transitioning in, we're going to the other side, amen, and on the other side of this pandemic, on the other side of this chaos and the commotion and the confusion that is taking place, there is an updated version of you awaiting. There is an updated version of you that will emerge like never before. And I want to declare over you today, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I declare over you today that you will live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord to your generation. And I declare over you this day, you shall recover all. Yes, you shall recover all. In spite of the pain, in spite of the heartaches, in spite of the disappointments, you will recover all. Nothing lost, nothing damaged, nothing broken. So I want you to be content in this process without needing an explanation that satisfies your impatience. Let patience have her perfect work in you. In the midst of confusion, chaos, and the contradiction, we must remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our work and labor is not in vain. Amen. Can you receive that on tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Father. We just thank you right now. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. I just want to share a word of encouragement, a word that will empower you and propel you into your destiny and purpose in the Lord. Amen. And bring you greater strength in your journey to wholeness and healing in the name of Jesus. Just for a few minutes tonight, I want to share with you from the Word of God in 2 Kings chapter 6 is where we're going tonight. 2 Kings chapter 6, Old Testament. 2 Kings chapter 6, and there is a word for you tonight. Amen. And Father, I thank you right now for the believers and the receivers right now, those who are tuned into this media platform on tonight. I pray right now that deliverance and breakthrough will go forth as never before. Father, I thank you right now that people are being delivered and healed and set free by the power that even goes across this media outlet on tonight. We thank you, Father, and we bless your mighty name, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. 2 Kings chapter 6 on tonight. 2 Kings chapter 6, begin at verse 1. I'm going to read the first 7 verses of this chapter. Amen. And we're going to give you what the Lord has given unto us on tonight. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. And it says, "And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us, or too small for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam or cutting down a tree, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it." Ah, that is so powerful. Tonight, I just want to encourage you on tonight. I want to talk about you will rise again. Yes, you will rise again. And I understand, and I hear you crying out, and I hear you making your proclamation that even though things that are taking place in the world right now, and there seems to be racial tension, and it seems to be a lot of ethnic conflict, amen, and it seems to be chaos from the White House all the way down to the church house. It seems to be chaos and confusion, and it seems that everything is going in the opposite directions of our belief and our faith. And it seems like things are not gelling as we have anticipated and expected. But I want you to know tonight that God is in control. I want you to know tonight that he has never failed us, and he has never left us. I want you to know tonight that God is at work in you, and he is at work on your behalf on tonight. And I thank God that he has given us anointing, a technology anointing, that the word of God is not hindered. Even though we are scattered abroad and somewhat hindered and confined and restricted in our mobility physically, but spiritually, amen, we are free on tonight. Can you say that? I am free on tonight. Amen. The word of God is not bound. The Spirit of the Lord is not bound. And whatever takes place in the earth right now, God is in control. And we must begin to trust what he is doing. And because what God is doing in this hour, beloved, and I want you to understand this, that God is not against you. God is not mad with you. God is not displeased with you. But what God is doing to his body right now is that he is refining her for the final stage. He's refining her for the final curtain drop. Are you understand what I'm saying? God is allowing the darkness to come so that his body can shine, amen, like never before. Are you hearing that? Amen. He's causing his church to shine like diamonds on the backdrop of blue velvet. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is allowing his church to shine and rise up like never before. And I know that for beyond a shadow of doubt, that where we are right now, God is transitioning us to the other side. Are you hearing that tonight? We need to look at our story tonight because our story begins to minister to us and it begins to bring comfort and it brings consolation that whatever has been lost shall be recovered. Come on here, somebody. When you are confused about things that is happening around you, I want you to understand this, that it is very important to hear the voice of God in you. Yes, there are many voices. Yes, are heralding out in this hour. There are many voices that's audibly speaking on the outside of us, on the inside of us, but we must silence the voices that even comes through the media outlet and the negative prophecies that come through the news and all of these negative things that seem to come and bombard us from every direction and every hand. But I want you to understand that it is important in this hour and in this season of transition that we hear the voice of God in us. It's time that we get divine instructions and that we get a definite plan with clarity and with definition. We must hear the voice of God speaking. This is a time, beloved, in which obedience is requiring to be on the forefront. Obedience right now is desiring to be on the forefront of the lives of the people of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. Because see what God is saying now, God says, I want you to be obedient to what I instruct you to do in this hour. And everything that God instructs us to do is not full of comfort and convenience. We must understand that when we do things for the Lord, sometimes it stretches us beyond our ability, and that's where we are most vulnerable. Are you hearing that? When we are stretched beyond our own measure of strength, when we are stretched beyond our own limitations of our mind, that is the place that we are most vulnerable. But God says he wants us to step out the boat, and he wants us to step in faith and trust him in the process. Are you hearing that? Because that process is bringing progress. Are you hearing that? Amen. The process is bringing progress. And on tonight, we see the sons of the prophet began to ask the man of God, Elisha, who was the predecessor of the prophet Elijah. He was one of the students of the school of the prophets, if you will. And we find that the life of Elisha was so anointed that he did more miracles, amen, than his predecessor. Are you hearing that? He did more miracles than Elijah the prophet. Why? Because first of all, he had a desire for divine things. And see, in this hour, we have to have a desire for divine things. No, this is not an hour where we desire food and we desire clothes and we desire money and we desire all of these external things. But Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, divine things, and all these things that the Gentiles seek after will be added unto you. See, this is a season and a time where we need to seek divine things, because when we seek divine things, then the divine blessing will come unexpectedly and overwhelmingly. Are you hearing that tonight? The sons of the prophet were out laboring in the woods, and they were cutting down trees, and they were cutting down wood, amen, for different projects during their time. And the man of God was with them. And at that time, they borrowed an axe. They borrowed an axe to do the work. You see, God has given you, amen, divine gifts to do the work. Are you hearing? They are not your gifts. Are you hearing? It's not your anointing. It's not your ability. It's not your strength. It's borrowed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, this is good tonight. Amen. We're walking in ministry, and we're walking in this journey, amen, with borrowed gifts and anointings and talents that the Lord has given us. Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. So what I want you to understand is that what we have is borrowed. That the sons of the prophet borrowed an axe head to do the work. God has given us the abilities, and he has given us all the things that we need to accomplish what needs to be done in the earth and in this hour and in this season. You see, this is the time we need to understand that God has already given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Amen. God is not going to have to do anything. He has already done what he's going to do. Are you hearing that? He has placed in you everything, everything that you need to accomplish this journey with success. Are you hearing that? It's already in you. And this is the time where we need to tap in to what we have borrowed and begin to make use of what we have. Are you hearing that on tonight? Amen. I want you to understand that what we have, amen, we cannot glory in because it's borrowed. Are you hearing that? The gifting that you have, the ability that you have, the anointing that you have, the peace that you have, the love that you have, all these divine things are borrowed. They don't belong to you. They belong to him. Are you hearing that? But there is some people, amen, who allow themselves through the process to lose that which was borrowed. Are you hearing that? So you can lose what was borrowed by not utilizing what God has given you. Are you hearing that? You can lose what was borrowed even in the midst of neglect. But God is saying in this time and this season, it's time for us to step up. It's time for his church and his body to come to the forefront of humanity and stop being as a spectator watching things happen. But we are to be the spiritual movers and shakers in the earth in this hour, where prayer and intercession and watchmen on the wall and praying and causing things to happen in the earth. Because see, God does nothing in the earth until somebody prays. Come on here, somebody. And the reason why we pray, because we want God to intervene in the affairs of our nation. Come on here. Amen. We need to get to the place where we put God back where he belongs and where he desires to be, and that is fully functioning in the lives of his people. Amen. The sons of the prophets lost an axe head. Oh, my glory be to God. They lost an axe head, and they went down by the Jordan. Now, I want you to understand the position and the place of where this story unfolds and take place. They went down to the Jordan. Now, Jordan is the place of transition, and it's the place of death. Are you hearing that? Amen. Jordan is the place of transition and is the place of death. Do you remember Jesus was baptized in the Jordan? Amen. He was baptized in the Jordan, and his ministry had transitioned to another level. Amen. He began to die to his own will, and he adopted and embraced the will of God. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him as a dove, and the voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." There was a transition in Jesus' ministry when he was baptized by John in the Jordan. You'll find in the scripture, amen, that the children of Israel, when coming into the promised land, they had to cross Jordan. Jordan is a place of transition, and it's also a place of death. It's the place where we die, beloved. It's the place where we die to our own needs. We die to our own wants. We die to our own ambitions and our agendas. Are you hearing that? It's the place where we die, but we rise again to the will of God to function and fully flow in his anointing for his purpose. Are you hearing that? Amen. It was the Ark of the Covenant that even was taken in the midst of the Jordan. You see, the Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God. The presence of God, listen, the presence of God is taken to the place we feel the worst. The presence of God is the place where we feel the worst. You see, that's where the presence of God is that when we come to ourselves, when we become like the prodigal son and we come to ourselves, then God has a place to work in us, and the anointing will ignite us into another level, into another glory, and there will begin to function in a level of God's anointing that we have never experienced before. The presence of God is taken to the place where we feel the worst. Now, could you imagine the sons of the prophets? They had a borrowed axe, and the axe, as they were chopping down trees, was lost in the Jordan. There are some things in your life that was lost in the Jordan. There are some relationships that was lost in the Jordan. Are you hearing that? There are some careers and jobs that was lost in the Jordan. There were finances that was lost in the Jordan, but I want you to let you know tonight that Jordan is a place of transition. Jordan is the place of death, and when there is a death, there is also a resurrection, and if there is going to be a resurrection, then there has to be a death. Come on here, somebody. See, what we don't understand, that God is bringing us into a greater level of glory, but because we have become so comfortable and complacent at the place that we have resided for so long, is that we stop desiring greater things in God. Are you hearing that? And sometimes that God has to do, he has to even take a pandemic. Are you hearing that? God will even take a pandemic to stir the nest of his eaglets. Are you hearing that? To begin to promote them and to propel them into purpose and destiny for their lives. Are you hearing that? And so I want you to understand that the axe fell, amen, off the handle, and it went to the bottom of the Jordan. There are things that we have lost, that we have counted dear to us, that we thought that we could not exist without it. We thought that we could not live without it, that we could not go on without it. But sometimes God allows the axe head to fall into water that it is beyond our ability to recover. Are you hearing that? So that we will cry out unto him for his deliverance, that we will cry out unto him for his mighty hand, that we will cry unto him for his outstretched arm, that the way that Peter, amen, went to Jesus on the water when he saw Jesus walking on the water, amen, and the reason that Peter would have the ability to walk on water because he had a desire to get to Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He wasn't trying to walk on water. He was trying to get to Jesus. That's a lesson for us. Amen. Don't try to be great in the kingdom. Don't try to make your name great. Don't try to make your ministry great. Don't try to be the most sought after and called after priest, pastor, or whoever you may be. Amen. But desire to get to Jesus. Because when you desire to get to Jesus, just like Peter, you will do exploits. Come on here, somebody. You will do exploits unintentionally. Are you hearing that? You will heal the sick. Amen. You will raise the dead. You will cast out devils unintentionally when you pursue Jesus. And that's what God is saying in this hour. I'm looking for a people who I have birthed in the spirit, who would desire my presence, who would desire my joy, who would desire my anointing, who would seek my face and not my hand. See, God is desiring a people whom he have born and made and mold unto himself, a prophetic people, and his people is his kingdom. Are you hearing that on today? Amen. I want you to understand, amen, that there are some things lost, but God is going to allow you to recover all. Are you hearing that? Yes, God is going to allow you to recover all. And there are some places that we are residing at right now in your life. You don't know how you got there, but all you know is that you at the bottom of the Jordan, you at the place of transition and death, and God is saying, I am bringing you back up to the top. I'm bringing you to the level of resurrection. I'm bringing your life to a new. You shall recover all. You have not lost. You have not received nothing damaged. You have not received nothing broken. But I am bringing you to another level of existence. An updated version of you has emerged and will emerge in this hour. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They sought the man of God because it was beyond their ability to recover that which was lost. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. They summons the man of God. And this is a time, beloved, that you need to hear the man of God. You need to hear the man of God who is hearing God. Are you hearing that? Amen. Then God is speaking right now, and God is saying marvelous things right now. And I even challenge you, amen, that you will go in intercession and prayer, and God will begin to reveal and unveil things to you that you have not experienced, that you have not even awakened to yet. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God will begin to expose to you things that was hidden, and then he will also bring unto you things that you must come into. Are you hearing that? Because the Bible says that our life is planned even before we got here. He says, I have a plan to do you good and not evil, to give you an expected end. Are you hearing that on today? The axe head failed in a place of vulnerability where they were not able to recover that which was lost. And I want you to look at the formula of how recovery takes place. And this is a healing message. This is a delivering message, because some of you on this blog talk tonight, you felt that you have been abandoned, that you have been betrayed, that you have been misused and taken advantage of. And I want you to understand, because some of you have camped out where you've been hurt. I said some of you have camped out where you've been hurt, and now you cannot progress to the place where God desires for you to be, because you have been comfortable at the place where you were hurt. And you notice that the man of God, when they summons him, amen, to get help, the man of God says, where did it fail? Where did it fall? Come on here, somebody. And this is, we got to understand that if you're going to go further in your life, and if you're going to progress, and if you're going to come to a place of prominence in the Lord, you got to go back to the place of where it failed. You got to go back to the place where they hurt you. You got to go back to the place of where they abandoned you. You got to go back to the place of where betrayal took place. You got to go back to that place where you were damaged, and it seems like you are like Mephibosheth, that you become crippled and you cannot proceed any longer. You cannot progress any longer. But if you go back, if you take Jesus back to the place of where they hurt you, where they betrayed you, where they denied you, where they spoke false lies against you, you got to take him back to that place. Because when you go back to that place, he's going to take that very thing that tried to destroy and damage you and bring resurrection power in your life through the very thing that tried to break you. Hallelujah. Matthew 3:10 says that the axe is laid to the root. Yes, the axe is ready. The axe is ready, laid at the root of your problem, the root of chaos, the root of confusion. Are you hearing that? The root of brokenness. The axe is laid to the root of your insufficiencies and your handicaps and your shortages. But God's saying, tonight is your deliverance. Tonight is your freedom. Tonight is your breakthrough. Because he said in Job chapter 2, verse 2 through 26, he said, I will restore to you the years and that the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Come on here, somebody. Can you say, I will never be ashamed? I will never be ashamed, because whatever that tried to break me, God is going to use that very thing and bring resurrection in my life. Oh, yes, we are the people of God. 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you, and you shall show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, you will rise again, and your resurrection has begun tonight. Yes, your new you has emerged tonight. Why? Because what tried to break you, damage you, and lose your mind, they have come to a place where they have to serve you and bring you to the place of restoration. Restoration. Where is that? Where did you drop the axe? Where did you lose the axe? Take Christ back to where you lost it, and he'll get it for you. He'll bring it back to you, beloved. And I'm speaking unto you tonight, and the Holy Spirit is on this line tonight, and he is ministering to you right now. And I know that you have become comfortable with that which hurt you, but you got to let it go. You have to sign the divorce papers on that hurt. You got to sign the divorce papers on that betrayal. And I know that it has made you bitter and is causing you to be damaged, and it's eating you up on the inside. And not only is it affecting you, but it is affecting others who are around you. And I hear you crying out that I don't want to be this way. I was made this way, but I thank be to God that he is able to make us in his image and his likeness. I'm so glad that he is able to crush the hand of the enemy. I'm so glad that he is able to crush the hand of scorpions that try to spit the venom in our lives. See, it's not the bite that hurts you, it's the venom that is projected.
Jesus.
It's venom that destroys you, not the bite. And some of you have become discouraged because you've been bitten, but you have taken focus off the venom, and that's what's sucking the very life out of you. But I want to let you know, you rise again, because that axe head did swim. It said the iron did swim. Oh, you can swim again. You don't have to keep drowning in despair. You don't have to keep drowning in hopelessness. You don't have to keep drowning in your problems and the situations and your drama. Amen. You can swim again, but you got to take Christ back to where it fell. You take him back. Restoration and recovery will be your friends. Forevermore. Hallelujah. God bless you on tonight. May this word be sealed in the minds of the hearts of the people right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering unto us and speaking to us that which concerns the kingdom of God in our lives. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you for this platform, for the man of God that has given out such generosity to all those who come upon this line. Father, I pray that you increase and expand and enlarge his ministry even greater. Father, we thank you for it, and we bless your name. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you, Brother James. It's in your hands, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I received that word on tonight, Pastor Eric Morphis. I sense that you were definitely in the spirit, because I can sense the spirit speaking through you while you was relaying those words on tonight to the listeners on tonight, even to myself. This was a message that I needed to hear, and I am so grateful that you allowed the Lord to use you to bring this message to me on tonight. Not only me, but others that have tuned in on tonight. This was a much-needed word for the people of God, for such a time as this that we're living in and experiencing on tonight. God is still good, and he's still worthy to be praised. I thank God that he is the Most High God, and there is no other God like him. He is the great I Am, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. I thank God for our river Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten beloved Son, in whom he said he's well pleased. So I just thank God for Pastor Eric Morphy on tonight. I thank God for this word on tonight. I don't pray that every listener have received this word on tonight, because God's word lets us know that his word will not go out void, but it will accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. So God is definitely being glorified through this word on tonight, because it's a much needed word. And people that have listened to this word on tonight, including myself, have been blessed and encouraged on tonight to go on a little further and see what the end is going to be. We want to continue to run out of our Christian race. We want to run it in faith. We want to finish our course. And we want to hear God say unto us at that day, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So when things don't look like it's going to get any better, remember this word on tonight: you will rise again, just like Jesus rose from the dead, just like he said he would, and he is a promise keeper. So like Jesus rose, you and I, who have died in Christ, who are born again in Jesus Christ, we too will rise again. And not only on the other side, but we're going to rise again on this side of life, where we can continue to give God glory, honor, and praise as we continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our individual God purposes in the earth, and not only our individual God purpose, but our corporate duties as well as corporate believers, as sisters and brothers in Christ. There's some things that we can do alone, but then there's some things that God calls us to do, and it calls for all of us to come together and be on one accord, touching and agreeing and being on one accord. And that's what the word of God says. When we are on one accord, touching and agreeing, then the Lord, he will be in the midst. So I thank God for this word on tonight. Again, I was truly blessed by this word on tonight. And I want to remind the listeners on tonight, for those that tuned in late and did not get the scripture food for thought, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, once again, God is a promise keeper with a perfect track record. And if you've been saved any amount of time, if you have any kind of relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, you know for yourself that he is not like man. He cannot lie. He is not like the father of lies, the enemy. Our Heavenly Father is a promise keeper. So aren't you grateful on tonight? Thank God for the word. Thank God for the living word, who is Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. He is the living word. So we thank God for Jesus Christ. We thank God for you, every listener. I want you all to be reminded that you can always go to this website, blogtalkradio.com/servants with an S on the end, servants, ambassadors with an S on the end, and vessels with an S on the end. That's, again, blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. You can always go back to this website and pull up any show from 7 years ago when we first started with Kingdom Builders International Ministries. Thank God for Kingdom Builders International Ministries, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Doctrine, Elder QT Doctrine, Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters Ministries. I thank God for them as well, because it was through them that God opened the door for me. And it's been now 7 years that I've been bringing forth God's word over this worldwide ministry and platform, and sharing with the listeners through God's word other guests, men and women of God, who is delivering the word of God and telling the good news and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to those that are scripturally blind, that they too would have a chance to the right, to the tree of life. And once again, as I always have said before, and I think I need to say it again because I haven't said this in a while, but I'm going to say it again on tonight because we do have a lot of new listeners. As I always say, God is not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. Once again, some people may get mad because you don't understand it, but it is a fact. God is not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. See, that's why I'm so grateful that God, he is listening for the sinner's prayer. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you ask him to come into your heart and ask him to save you, you believe by faith that Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son, and that he came down from glory. He paid our sin debt with his own blood on the cross, and he died. He suffered. He died. He was wounded for you and I, so that our sin debt can be paid through his sinless, precious blood on the cross. And that's why it's only through Jesus Christ that anyone can be saved. You cannot be saved through God. God is a spirit. Jesus Christ is the one that paid our sin debt with his own precious blood on the cross. So I just want to make that clear. Once you're saved in Jesus' name, then for those of you that may be spiritually blind, once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then God becomes your Father. Then you become our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Those of us that are already saved in Jesus' name, you become our sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And then God becomes your Father. But again, he is everyone's creator. He is not anyone's Father. Until you accept Jesus Christ as Son and believe that he is God's Son and he died for you and I, and that he died and he rose again with all power in his hand, and that he is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God, even on tonight. Once you believe that and accept that in your heart and confess it with your mouth and by faith, then God becomes your Father. So I just wanted to share that with the listeners on tonight, especially for the first-time listeners. For some people that are still confused about that, they need to be made known, because the Word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So I just wanted to share that with the new listeners on tonight. So once again, we want to thank Pastor Eric Morfis. Once again, he is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. Pastor Eric Morfis and I grew up together in Sonora Baptist Church, where the late Reverend Charles Reynolds and First Lady Sister Lily Mae Reynolds was the pastor and First Lady of Sonora Baptist Church, where we grew up as young boys singing in the choir together. And so we are still brothers in Christ down through the years. And so I thank God for our relationship, that he's able to come forth over this worldwide platform sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So as we go ahead to close out for tonight, we want to continue to lift up all our frontline workers, the nurses and doctors at the different hospitals all over the country, the EMS drivers and technicians, those that work in the nursing homes, the grocery store clerks, even our sanitation workers that pick up our garbage off the streets. We want to thank God for each one of them. Everyone that put their lives on the line for you and I, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Not only them, but we want to continue to lift up our pastors, our men and women of God that God has anointed and appointed to be watchmen of our souls. Those of you that are affiliated with church ministries and churches, and you have a pastor, whether it's a man or a woman of God, and they're watching out for your soul, they're praying over you and your family, they're looking out for you on taking you to God in their prayers, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. They need prayer as well. We want to continue to encourage one another with the word of the Lord. Then we also want to continue to lift up our president and world leaders everywhere, all those that have the minds that they can do whatever they want to do and don't have to acknowledge God. They don't feel that they will give an account to God one day. These are the individuals that we definitely need to be praying for, because the Bible do let us know that there is spiritual wickedness in high places, and we are seeing it more and more in each and every day. So we definitely need to keep our president lifted up in prayer, and world leaders that may not know who Jesus is, we need to continue to pray for them, that they too will hear a word from the Lord, and they too will confess the Lord Jesus Christ with their own mouth and ask to be saved in his name and be forgiven, so that they too will come to know how to walk in their God purpose, and they will know how to fulfill their God purpose in love, and they will know how to treat their fellow man with love and compassion. So God will be glorified. So we're closing out this prayer on tonight, knowing that God is able, no matter what it looks like. We thank God for who he is on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. Continue to have your way in each one of our lives. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to lead and guide your people through your word. We thank you for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. We know that it will never lose its power. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, again for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank that you are a faithful God. You watch us over your word to conform it in the lives of your people, that you will be glorified. So now, Lord, we lift up every man, woman, boy, and girl that are saved in Jesus' name. We continue to lift them up to you. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts and draw them, and me, even me, draw us closer to you Heavenly Father, that we cannot fill, that we will be able to fulfill our individual God purpose and our corporate God purposes as a body of Christ all over the land. So your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said, amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Make sure continue to be blessed of the Lord. Don't forget, continue to stay 6 feet apart or even more. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to follow the rules of your governors and of your local officials, because they're only looking out for our good. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Before I go off the air tonight, I just want to say to Pastor Eric Morphis, I thank you for those words of encouragement. God knows I needed that word. I needed to hear that, those words of encouragement, because even in this walk, and when we're trying to do right and trying to live right for Christ, sometimes we can get discouraged. And that's why it's so important that we learn how to pray for one another. We need to encourage one another with the words of the Lord. So I thank God for you, Pastor Eric Morphis, for those words of encouragement to me. And I send those words right back to you, because God is not through with you yet, your family, or your ministry. And he's going to continue to use you. You haven't seen nothing yet. So that's why I wanted to share with you on tonight, Pastor Eric Morphis. Thank you for those kind words and encouragement for me on tonight. And not only me, but for every listener. We truly needed those words. Until next time, continue to be blessed. Good night.